Chapter 63, The Bees and the Box. The telegram came just as Molly was trying to hang her master's coat upside down. "March, come now, Geraldine."
"Tea."
Sidney Gryce headed for his study, knocking on the door before entering. "I had better go then," I said wearily, for I had been looking forward to a beverage myself, and I had no good news to give her.
"Indeed."
He shut me out, and within 2 minutes I had rejoined the affray optimistically known as traffic.
"I took it off him for staying out," Mrs. Frevel said in response to my inquiry about Turndap's hat. "Lord, she ain't happy."
She rolled her eyes up.
"Been squawking like a cod, she has. Got Muggins to send that message. Missed my calling as a slavey, I did. At least I'd get paid."
"Not if you worked for Mr. Gryce," I told her. And she was still complaining as I trudged upstairs. I knocked and heard a yelp. "Geraldine, it is me, March." I heard shuffling and a chair being dragged away, and two bolts being withdrawn and a lock turning.
"Oh, March," she sobbed.
Geraldine Hockaday's face was more pinched than I had ever seen it, and streaked in long red lines like a child who had been playing with grease paint.
"Are you going to let me in?"
Geraldine unhooked the chain to admit me, slamming and barring the door quickly in my wake.
"What is it?" I asked.
But Geraldine was making choking sounds and flapping her hands, as if fighting off a swarm of bees.
"What has happened, Geraldine?"
I moved towards her, but knew better than to touch her. Geraldine did not reply. She doubled over, retching, and fluttered her hand out, and I realized that she was indicating a small cardboard box resting on creased wrapping paper. I went over and lifted off the lid. Inside was a severed ear, and I knew at once that I had seen it before. There was an unmistakable old laceration across the lobe.